You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It has just gone, running a little bit late, but not really. 10 past 11 here on Morning Glory. And I'm joined now for my morning mixtape this morning. We haven't had one in a while, so I'm very excited. And we're joined by Natasha Conland, who is the curator of this year's Chartwell show at the Art Gallery. It's open now, eh? It opened on the weekend, right?
Yeah, it's already gone.
Titled Shout, Whisper, Wail. And this is going to be a super interesting playlist because I'm going to try and explain this show, but I feel like I should really just throw it over to you because the idea of kind of using sort of voice and tools of rhetoric and performance and how kind of artists incorporate that into their audience, that kind of idea is what I got from reading about it. And from what I've heard some people going along already saying they were super impressed and recommending you go along and visit it. But anyway, I'll let Natasha explain that a little bit better than I did.
Yeah, okay. So the reason for doing the show is that every 3 years we do an exhibition of a large collection of Australian New Zealand contemporary art called the Chartwell Collection.
Yeah.
And amongst the community here and elsewhere, it's become a point of focus for new ideas about art, basically.
Yeah.
In the region. And this year it's actually 20 years since the Chartwell Collection joined forces with the Auckland Art Gallery's collection, so I wanted to send a bigger message about all the work that the Chartwell do, including not just collecting art but also commissioning, well, and more importantly actually I suppose funding artists to make new work, let's just say. So the show's split into 50% collection and 50% artworks that I've commissioned for this show.
Right.
Yeah, and it's called Shout, Whisper, Wail. And one of the motivations for the show was to open up a big question about how artists treat the exhibition space or even the idea of an exhibition to reach audiences.
Yeah.
Rather than us focusing on how the museum thinks about audiences.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and so also back when I was developing the show, I was conscious that artists are using their, let's just say, voice, thinking more about opinion, statements, ideas, through social media, through online platforms, etc., to talk about things that are important to them. But when you think about, sort of, I suppose, the political art, those definitions have become quite stagnant, reductive. So I really wanted to think about how artists engage people with their thinking in ways that it might be more amorphous, more metaphoric, and so on. And actually, it's kind of an accident that it ended up being a show with a lot of noise in it.
Yeah.
So the artists involved, and particularly the new commissions, have really driven that. And it's really an exciting space to be in because it's like you're getting this overlap, almost like a cacophony of voices.
Yeah.
The show, which is really nice.
Cool. And so, I mean, getting into that noise now, you've selected a few tracks this morning. How did you kind of go about choosing these songs in terms of like relating to them to the show and the artists that are involved?
Bit tricky,
yeah.
I have to say.
It's quite a task, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a task. Well, we're going to start with Nina Simone, right? And look, I suppose I had to just think about it from a personal level. I listened to a lot of Nina Simone when I was quite young. And this is a song that always struck me as being a bit troubling when I was young. I was sort of not as musical as her other tracks, not as much of her sort of melody, and a lot of talking and almost like angry talking, I suppose. And I guess it was always difficult. I didn't know what to do with it. It's got a lot of fantastic rhythm. But I don't know if you've seen the latest Netflix documentary about her. I watched it.
No,
it's incredibly moving. And it also makes sense of why she's using this sort of agitated rhythm and the talking in this track, because she was heavily involved in the political movement around black civil rights at that time. And it became a kind of speech effect. And the work has this almost like drumming. So I guess when I'm thinking about the show, I'm thinking about different techniques and tactics that artists could use without having to say, you must do this,
or
I want to tell you about this, but actually just create a mood of something which has an energy, and I think she does it really well on this track.
Awesome, let's hear it. This is Nina Simone with Mississippi Goddamn.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn!
pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. People just about do. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Unification. Do things gradually, but bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know, I don't know. You don't have to live next to me, just give me my equality.
So glad we went on this calming moonlight bushwalk.
Yeah, this whole chasing Rick Breeze thing has gotten a little...
Shh! Look! Oh my god, it's him, just standing in the rain. He's beautiful.
Damn it, I've only got my phone.
Take a photo.
No way! I left the good gear in the car and I will not insult his weather-tossed beauty with a frickin' selfie.
Just because you're an amateur doesn't mean your gear has to be. For unparalleled quality, head to ProGear Professional Photographics, 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Auckland Art Gallery presents the 2017 Chartwell Show, Shout Whisper Whale. 11 contemporary artists from New Zealand and Australia open your ears with creative and challenging explorations of performance, sound, music and voice. Shout Whisper Whale at Auckland Art Gallery. On now, entry is free.
Do you ever think about what happens, you know, when this is all over?
Oh, you mean like the afterlife?
What? No, after you finish your degree. How did you even pass?
Thinking about what's next? Get a glimpse of what lies beyond at the University of Auckland Postgraduate Festival. Live research events, panel discussions, information sessions, and one-on-one advice sessions to inspire your postgraduate study. The University of Auckland Postgraduate Festival, now on till the 26th of May. Register now at postgradfestival.ac.nz and play a part in New Zealand's future.
It's Fuck Off Fascism Week on The Wire. Every day, our Wire host will be talking to academics, activists, and other insightful voices about the concept of fascism and its return to the global political conversation. Local and international commentators will help us dissect fascism's ideology and its historical roots. We explore how it interacts with the media and the arts. And we delve into the counter-fascist movement and examine its current day resurgence. Fuck Off Fascism Week on The Wire. Tune in from noon every day this week on your 95BFM.
95BFM, before the break we had Mississippi Goddamn by Nina Simone, chosen by Natasha Conland as a kind of, it's hard to explain, we're trying to like struggle to work out how to describe how it kind of like relates to the show, but this is in relation to the Shout Whisper Whale Chatwell show on now at the gallery. And what's the next track you've chosen for us this morning?
The next track's Laurie Anderson's Let X Equal X.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, so what can I say? Laurie Anderson is obviously important, important to me. I was going to say I was subjected to her from a young age, but again, this is not the most well-known track from the O Superman album, but it's one that is also expresses all her incredible ability to use words and sound to convey quite complicated ideas.
And she works with so many mediums and stuff like that as well. So
many, yeah. And in this track, it's also very funny. And what she's trying to say, of course, is let one thing be another, which, of course, it can never be in the arts, right? A spade is not a spade, right? Or a pipe is not a pipe. Yeah, and getting back to the ideas of the show, I think that's often the tough thing for audiences of contemporary art when they go and see it. They're expecting to understand, well, what is the artist talking about?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
can give me the X that equals X, you know? And actually, there's a whole range of complexities there always that one needs to just relax into and find out from a sensorial or kinesthetic reasons about, you know, why is this making sense? And I suppose for me this was the opportunity for artists to explain that complexity, allow it to be, and for the show not to have to untangle a whole bunch of thematic reasons, in fact. And in the documentary that sits alongside the show that you can view in the foyer area, instead of asking the artist to explain what does their artwork mean, which of course there's a place for that as well, but what the documentary do is it asks them, you know, when you make work, who are you thinking about? Or when it comes to making, you know, when times of urgency, political urgency are happening, does it change your work at all? And then the last question is sort of like, so when you come, when it comes to the exhibition space, and this is a kind of proposal of mine, does art have a special space because it doesn't actually have to tell you something or say something in a linear way, and it's unique in our world because it doesn't have to pass information. So, of course, in our time, in our kind of post-Trump time, this is even more important, allowing for natural complications to occur and actually force people to think about things.
Totally. Let's get right into it. This is Laurie Anderson with Let X Equal X.
I met this guy, and he looked like he might have been a hat check clerk at an ice rink, which in fact, he turned out to be. And I said, oh boy. Right. Again. Let X equal X. You know, it could be you. It's a sky blue sky. satellites are out tonight. Let X equal X. You know, I could write a book, and this book would be thick enough to stun an ox. I can see the future, and it's a place about 70 miles east of here where it's lighter. Linger on over here. Got the time. Let X equal X.
X equal X. We were just talking about how for you, when that song came out, it was quite sort of confrontational in relation to the other pop that was coming out at that time.
Yeah, I think I was probably, I don't know, in my early teens.
Yeah.
And listening to Deborah Harry the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Fairly sweet and a little bit of early R&B, so this would have been my parents' music, you know. But it stuck. And, of course, I didn't know really what it meant, you know. But it was compelling. She's compelling.
Totally, yeah. Actually, and it kind of segues quite well, or it doesn't. Speaking early R&B, kind of into your next track, which is a Wu-Tang track.
Yeah, so we should start talking about what's in the show about now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so this track is directly chosen by Jacqueline Fraser,
yep,
who has a new installation in the exhibition. And it's really exciting for me, the fact that Jacqueline has taken on the show and a prospect of making a new work. She hasn't actually had a new work in the Auckland Art Gallery since the early 2000s. She was in the very first Walters Prize.
Which, wow.
Yeah,
and so this is one of the commissioned works then,
yes,
for the show. Yeah.
And in fact, she is also one of the, this is going to sound terrible for her, I hope she's not listening, so like the oldest, or let's just say the most experienced installation artists that we have. So her ability to deal with space is really amazing. But lately she's become, of course, really fixated with rap magazines, the whole culture, popular, yep, culture, and trying to kind of fuse that over the top of art culture and mix it up with fashion and create these really chaotic collages that she situates in this sort of high gloss space. Anyway, and this is a track from her installation, which she overlays over the audio for the film Mississippi Grind. So it already, when you're standing in the room, there's already two things going,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, this is Wu-Tang then with Cream.
That nigga won, yeah. Where we at? Look out for the cops, though.
Cash, fool.
Word up. 2 for 5's over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5's. Them niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hands, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G.O. was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on board. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my a nigga to Tech Notch. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years, I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed and back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots. All on a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. With shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The light is hectic.
Wu-Tang Clan there, that track is playing over, would you say over, in one of the installations of the show?
The installation's called The Making of Mississippi Grind, and
yeah.
In it is the whole movie Mississippi Grind, but you don't get to see it, you just hear it.
Right. This is, of course, as part of Shout Whisper Whale. On at the gallery as of the 20th, right? Which was...
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, and it goes to October 15th. It's free entry. So, of course, the whole advantage of having this kind of show in Auckland is that you can go and have a little look and then come back a week later, a month later, if you want, take your friends.
Yeah.
Just check it out slowly.
Do sort of bits and pieces, yeah.
Yeah, just one piece at a time if you want.
And we've mentioned a couple of the artists, but do you want to give us a little rundown of who else is involved?
Yeah, so as you walk in, there's a... installation by Et Al, who represented New Zealand at Venice in 2005, and they have decided to group together some works in the collection and reorientate them. It's a pretty amazing installation as well, quite powerful when you walk in. And then in the neighbouring room there's a new commission by Australian artist Stuart Ringhold. Stuart's getting a lot of attention in Australia and internationally, and he has been largely receiving attention for these things called anger workshops.
Yep.
Yeah, which is based on this meditation by a guru from the 70s called Osho Bhagwan. And Stuart takes guided meditations as part of his performance work, where you go into a room with him and he uses different kinds of props and tries to take you through a meditative process from anger to try and realize its opposite emotion, which is love.
Mm.
So he's really interested in art as a cathartic experience or the possibility. And what's really exciting about this work is that it's a completely unguided experience. So the idea is that it's just the prop and a set of instructions. And of course, so it's like a miniaturized anger workshop. But he usually chooses a prop which he thinks will stimulate angry thoughts anyway. And in this case, it's the back of a ute tray.
Yeah.
So it's it's lit really beautifully. It's all white and sort of minimalistic looking. But the idea is that you would get some privacy in the gallery, ask a gallery guide to give you some space, get up on the truck and really like unleash some anger and hope that after that follows loving feelings.
Yeah.
And that he thinks of that as a sound work, obviously, because all through the gallery you would hear when someone is shouting.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, I'm just sort of mentally walking through the show now.
Yeah.
As you walk down a bit, you come to a new collaborative work by Juliet Carpenter and Biljana Popovic. I think you're having Billy on the show later on.
Cool, yeah.
And theirs is an amazing new work. Relatively young artists. They had work in the New Artist Show at Art Space a few years back. They did a show at Glovebox last year collaboratively. And Juliet working with animation and video, and Biljana really interested in the architecture of the exhibition. But more or less what she's doing is setting up an architecture within which to view Juliet's work.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's like a model of a theatre. So it's quite beautiful, but at the same time, there's all these things which feel not quite right about it. So in the place of the Doric columns are these CNC routed villa posts, and where you might usually see Latin texts are the words intersectionality. So she's taken kind of catchphrases from feminist theory and asking you to think about how this conglomeration of ideas really works and how in real life often you'll get maybe a Greek word as a company name for a tech company. And I guess her question is, well, what's going on
here?
You know, just asking us to think about the space as we inhabit. Juliet's work, she works collaboratively with poet Gregory Kahn, and they develop, using recurring neural networks, a kind of a script through poetry. And then she sets about creating characterization and a voice through that. It's a really amazing work. In the next room, you've got Luke Willis-Thompson with a new acquisition of a piece that he spent over a year developing called Cemeteries of Uniforms and Liveries, a really beautiful 16mm film that's based on Andy Warhol's screen tests. It's kind of a reappropriation of the techniques of the screen tests, but thinking about it from position of minority voices. I'm not going to be able to go into much detail on all of it, but
yeah,
what happens at the end of the space, so you walk through almost like these quite private insular rooms with a lot of acoustic, a lot of visual experience, and then you expand out in the last room to this magnificent big photo work by Marco Fusinato, and right next to it is this crazy new installation by Janet Lelo.
Yeah.
And it's amazing work of Janet's as well. New work where she's got a new series of animations that she does all by herself, including this huge big neon basketball hoop and a sign saying, "Nobody puts baby in the corner."
Yeah.
And lots, it's a kind of provocation for you to try and work out what's going on here in the work too. There's Alicia Frankovic kinetic work on the other side and a beautiful little archival shelf looking at Julian Dashba's sound works from the 80s to early 2000s. Yeah, so it's so rich. And, you know, of course it's my show and I'm biased, but, you know, when you open a show, it's not always that you have such a good feeling about it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It was a very good moment to put it out on the floor. And there's a lot of difference in the show. It feels kind of strange at times, but also really shiny and funny and nice spaces to be in, yeah.
Awesome. So it's on now until October.
Mm.
I'm very excited to go and see it now, especially after having talked to you this morning and listened to these tracks. We've got one more. Which one have you chosen for the last track?
It's Mount Kimby. And I was really just trying to find a track here that I enjoy that's using much more of a textured musical landscape rather than relying so much on lyrics, which they do so well. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
great. Very nice to be here.
Yeah, lovely to have you. Definitely go and check out the exhibition at the Auckland Art Gallery, Shout Whisper Whale. This is Mount Kimby with Made to Stray.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.